So glad you're keeping your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio on this Wednesday night. Love Wednesday nights. Get to talk to some great people across Pittsburgh's tech ecosystem, Audrey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I think people often forget, like, I mean, hey, technology is ubiquitous. It's cutting across everything, of course. But on top of that, our tech companies can only thrive if they have the right support behind them.
And it takes a village.
It takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It takes a village to build a company.
Exactly. And that's why I like us being able to take a little slice of our show and talk to some folks like David Wilkie from Wilkie & Associates. I mean, they keep the books for the companies that are making all the cool products and innovating and so forth. And so, Dave, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Jonathan. Really appreciate it.
So glad to have you here. Yeah.
Absolutely. So give our audience sort of the big picture about what you do and what problems you solve.
As CPAs and small business advisors, we work with our clients to help them integrate technology into information so they can make decisions a lot easier with a lot better information than what they had before.
Okay. So very often small companies aren't the best at the beginning in trying to do some of this stuff. And it's no dissing on any company, but it's just you're busy doing a ton of things.
It's that experience talking about you. You've seen this before.
Yeah, I've been there. I've seen it. I hope it. I know that.
It is challenging for any small business. Mm-hmm. You got to get customers. You got to get staff. You got to get vendors. The most important thing I find for small business owners is do something. I mean, just even if it may be the wrong technology, start using technology immediately.
Even use QuickBooks right away.
I think if it's QuickBooks or if it's another software.
Or whatever, right.
Exactly.
Something to automate what you're doing.
Because really it gets you into some good behavior.
We love those behaviors where desks are clean, minds are free, and you can make decisions easier.
Like that. Yes.
Wow, what a vision.
And paperless everything.
And that's paperless our vision. Everything, right?
So our goals for our clients are no data entry. We don't want them to enter, lift their finger and press a number.
And so for any kind of company, what's your niche?
Yeah, so that's right. We do work with a lot of startup companies and in Pittsburgh and other places as well. And the startup companies, to me, are the most challenging. I think our firm learns the most.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say.
You get wiser. Right? I mean, some of the rules are tricky, too, to even, get exposed to.
Yeah. Understanding compliance is certainly a big concern of our, new clients and new business owners. They want to know what they need to do to stay out of jail.
Which is great.
Stay away from the IRS.
That could be your new tagline. We'll help you stay out of jail.
Well, it's not like they're trying to do something malicious. Right. It's just really like, oversight.
Exactly.
It's not on their radar.
And we find that the word transparency with the government works pretty well.
It's great. It's my favorite word when it comes to finance.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
And we like that too. And not so much transparency to the world. But
to
the important people in your life, and whether it's your bankers or your financiers or
I agree.
Somebody's giving you government grants. Definitely. Those are real important folks in your life.
So people should be thinking about maybe reaching out to you really at the beginning.
We think this is a startup, and we have a
foundation
startup
to do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of deals going sour where a company goes for years and years without the right help. And when it comes time for an acquisition or a partnership, the papers aren't in the line, for lack of a better term. And it can literally be detrimental to the movement of your company moving forward, not having the basic blocking and tackling done the way you can kind of help a startup get their book set up, right?
I think there's probably four things that a new business has to do right away. And that's the entity, the entity choice.
Okay.
And then second is software and technology right there. And then you really got to figure out compliance with the laws, as you mentioned, Audrey. And then after that, it's really good to figure out how you're going to pay yourself and how you're going to take
money
out of this thing. So,
definitely.
So those are the four things. We call that up our startup bundle.
That's awesome. Right.
And we usually just for new business owners, there's only new business owners. It's a $500 startup bundle. We give them advice, about an hour or so on each one of those topics.
That's great.
They can walk out with tangible.
That seems like a smart thing to do. Like, you're just investing in yourself by doing that. Just to I would want an adult like you to help me out, because I'd be thinking about other things, not realizing that I need someone with the experience that's been down that road to set things up properly and get me on the right track.
Those are important points. I mean, Audrey, have you seen this too, where small business owners, especially new ones, to me, their most valuable asset is 1 hour of their time. You know, the most important thing is the business owner's time, because you can't replace it, you can't recreate it, and it's gone forever once it's passed. And they're the only ones usually in the beginning that can create value. And if they're spending their time on all these decision-making tasks that aren't adding value, it's going to slow the business.
Well, it's hard to learn it all. Yes. That's the other thing. Because, you know, if you're starting a company, you have your time focused on what you know of that company. But now you're adding something that typically they don't know about.
Doesn't Google have all the answers?
No, not for this.
You know, and we get that. Well, I Googled it, and it says this. And, you know, well, did they think about this, this, and this? And so those are the specific applications.
For certain things, you need a human being with a depth of experience.
and we are, I believe, in our industry, someday we will be replaced by automation and certainly artificial intelligence. But right now, there's still the brain work. And as we continue down the integration path, our focus is going to help our clients without trying to run their business without any data entry.
That you keep telling me that. That seems amazing to me. Like, so,
I know. I'm trying.
How's that data being entered?
Well, the data should be entered through photographs, through pictures, data,
right.
that is transmitted electronically. So, for example, truck drivers and
right.
their you know, information is being
right.
transmitted as the truck moves. That will consider in a good application to help with the payroll. So your payroll data entry is done electronically, and it's done through a machine
right.
versus a human. And that can take away the time of a payroll processor.
Definitely.
That may eliminate a job, but it also might allow that payroll processor to analyze gross profit margins, for
Definitely.
Example, on a particular truck route, which is probably right now that brain work is being done by the owner in their brain. So
it's
his
true.
Or her brain
it's
is calculating the gross profit and determining which routes the truck driver should take to make the most margin. That could be done by the payroll processor if they weren't doing the payroll processing.
Exactly.
Those
Makes
are my
sense.
Thoughts on
wow,
you know,
that's interesting.
We can replace ourselves, but I still think there's great jobs for everybody out there.
Absolutely.
So where is, if people want to know more about you, where should they reach you? Should they go to a website?
WilkieCPA.com. And,
okay.
Our phone number, we do answer our phones.
We're like, not,
we don't have
phones.
Robots.
That's great.
412-278-2200.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
That's
so
great.
We've got like a minute or so left. Like, how much has technology just completely changed your industry in the past 5 years?
I think it hasn't changed much in the last 5 years.
Okay.
But I think over the next 5 years, it's
okay.
going to be completely different.
So we're right on that,
yeah,
that
we're,
precipice
Yeah, we're getting
now.
Ready for a new revolution. I mean, 15 years ago, we went to technology of you know, automated accounting versus spreadsheets and ledgers 20
right.
years ago. And now we're on the next cusp, I think, of going completely paperless and integration.
Very cool stuff. So, David Wilkie, thanks for hanging out with us today. Like I said,
Jonathan,
it's fascinating.
Audrey.
And once again, your website one more time so our listeners can check you out.
WilkieCPA.com.
Just that simple.
That's
Very
simple.
Cool stuff. Very
yeah.
cool stuff.
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
Well,
like
we
I said,
appreciate
Audrey,
that.
It's like the fifth beetle of like a tech company. They need that. They need that CPA behind them that's going to make sure the books are
I
kept.
I think it's like the first Beatle.
The first Beatle.
Oh, I want to be the first Beatle. But you know what? That's a great movie. But I'll tell you, you know the fun thing we just did? We just had three clients this year pay us with cryptocurrency.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that
cool.
exciting? And so that's going to – what's that going to do to banks? Well,
it's,
we don't know. That's another show.
That's another show. We need to have you come back and talk more about that because, yeah, that's pretty cool. So you're taking some crypto now.
We're taking crypto.
Wow. Very cool. Thanks again for hanging out with us.
Okay, Jonathan, Audrey, thank you.
Cool. We're taking a quick break. There's a ton more Tech 5 coming right your way. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. You can learn more about us by going to pghtech.org.